You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm your host for the show. And this show always consists of two parts. The second part is a shamanic ritual in which you are very welcome to participate. And the aim of this ritual is to pull you within a very open, peaceful and harmonious state within yourself. It's not something from the outside, it's what you are on the deeper level. And this ritual makes it more possible for you to reconnect to that, you know, what you are on a deeper level. And that always creates a harmony, creates a peaceful feeling, gives you spacious and lighter feeling, very pleasant. And the first part is a talk. And today I would like to talk a little bit about ritual. What is ritual? And what is the aim of it? Well, the rituals we perform are rituals which are meant to reach a transpersonal state. And because you want to reach a transpersonal state, there are a few things which are important. Because in trying to reach a transpersonal state, I think what you try to do is to mainly ignore yourself. Ignore your own impulses. Ignore your own thoughts. Ignore your own feelings, your own opinions, your own sensations. You just try to leave them for what they are. You don't have to do anything about them. But you just try to let them be without giving special attention to them. And that's what you see back in everything you do when you perform a ritual like this. Everything is focused on beyond you, so you try to ignore you. And you see that in, for instance, when you start a ritual, you know, in general you offer or you devote or you offer the ritual to that what is bigger to you, to either God, life, the life force, you know, however you want to express that. But you always direct it and offer it to something which is bigger as you. Because what you want to reach is the thing that is bigger than you. So you first have to acknowledge the big thing, whatever that may be for you. And then in the things that you do, you try to align your attention to this big thing. And you can do that in various forms. And all these forms more or less have the same structure. You know, you will do something which will draw your attention away from yourself and from all your contemplations, all your opinions, all your thoughts about what you're doing or whatever you're thinking about. And direct that attention to, well, that higher thing. And you see that in many cultures, because what they do, you know, they give attention, for instance, to the word Buddha or Allah or, you know, whatever word, for they give attention to that what represents the higher thing, the highest force. And because you become what you give attention to, instead of giving attention to yourself, which will make you bigger, you give attention to the experience of God, of life, or whatever you want to call that. And that will unfold within your perception. And you can do that in various forms. You can chant all the time, Buddha, 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 or you can, for instance, recitate. A recitation is very interesting because what you recitate is a holy text. And when it's a really holy text, it should come from an inspired state, so it should have this energetic charge of that other state of being. And by repeating it, you will draw your own state towards that state. All these things are built on the same principle. And the content of what you recitate is, as a matter of fact, not so important, because it's not meant to intellectually understand it and say, yes, got this and this and this. No, it's meant to transport your consciousness to that state, and to transport your attention to that state. So thinking about it during a recitation is exactly the opposite of what you should do. In all these things, you should lose yourself within the ritual act. So when recitating, you focus on the text, you don't focus on the meaning, you just focus on the mere repeatance of the words and the rhythm in which the words are recitated. And you come into a rhythm and into a sort of cadence, a sort of rhythm. And you will see if you do that you will get into an altered state. If you start thinking about it, whether God meant this or that or such or so, I think you will completely miss the experience. And it's the same with this rattling and drumming. It's you try to lose yourself in what you're doing. For instance, when I'm rattling and singing, I try to give all my attention to the singing, to dissolve myself in the singing, so there's only singing. And everybody has this sort of experiences. Everybody has lost himself in playing football, making a painting, making some music, making love. These are all moments in which you forget yourself and you are just that what you're doing. And you, for instance, I think that's a very healthy thing. It's also a thing what we all long for, because at the moment you're just doing without judging, without comparing, without notifying all these things about it. I think you will feel free, because if you look inside, the only thing that is obstructing you is all these considerations about everything you do. I think in what I would call spiritual development, what it's all about is that you get rid of this voice on the inside, which is judging everything you do, which is commenting everything you do, is defining everything that happens. And you see them back in the rituals, because everything is focused on that, is that you forget yourself in that sense. And for instance, when you do a communal ritual, you know, you all try to do the same thing. And for instance, when you're maybe 20 people, you all, for instance, start rattling and singing. They all should rattle in the same rhythm. They all should sing the same voice, in the same things, in the same rhythm, because that creates unity. And what you try to do is you try to align attention towards one direction. So the more people direct their attention to this one goal, the stronger this current will become. So on the individual scale, what you, for instance, try to do when rattling and singing, you try to involve the four layers of your existence, because if you look, your whole existence can be categorized within four categories, which is body, mind or thought, feelings, or what we call soul, and spirit, or the will, or the directing energy. Everything within your universe is part of these four fields. And you try to align these four fields within one direction. And as you do that with a group, you get, of course, a very strong current. And the more your attention is, these four fields are focused on one single goal, the more powerful it is. Of course, you can imagine when you're sitting and dreaming, which is soul quality, about being on holiday, you know, and you have thoughts about everything and nothing, and you would rather be somewhere else, then I think your attention is very divided and you won't have a very successful meditation or whatever you're doing. So you try to bring all this attention in one point, in one direction, and everything you do is geared around reaching that goal. And this goal, in this case, is a transpersonal goal. And that means that a ritual should not have any meaning in this world. You don't start drumming because it sounds so nice or something like that. It should not have a purpose in this world, because it's meant to leave this world behind and to transport you, so to say, to another world, to another realm. And as long as there is a purpose within this realm, I think, you know, a part of you will stay here because there's an interest here, because you like making nice music or you know, whatever the purpose is.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
So what you try to do is try to lose yourself within the concept of a higher case, cause, however you want to define it. And I think that's a very natural human trait, so to speak. We all long for ecstasy. That's why we like to go to a football game and shout hooray with 20,000 guys at the same time. It gives an ecstatic feeling. You're part of the crowd, which is another expression to say like, you lose yourself within the crowd. It's the same with house parties, with sex, with all these things. We like to forget ourselves. Because when you forget yourself, you're happy. And when you give a lot of attention to yourself, and then in this case, with the self, I mean your thoughts, your feelings, and your opinions, you will be very unhappy. Just watch your life. It's always trouble. It's always drama. It's always this. And you know that too. So in order to get happy, you try to shift your attention. That's what all these things are about. And then you will find out, if you do that, that you can, you know, perfectly live without all this nonsense on the inside. Because it's all, well, your imagination. And once you get into it, well, it's very vivid and real, isn't it? Neo drama is extremely real. So transpersonal rituals are always focused on getting you out of your personal drama, about your getting you out of your personal attachments and viewpoints, and pull you within the general or the open perspective. And everything you do should focus on that. And it's always the same principle. Whether you repeat a mantra, for instance, which is a holy sound, or in general it's one of the holy names of God in another language, so to speak. And by repeating that, of course, you attune yourself to that. If you listen to all your nonsense all day, then you attune to that. It's really a very simple principle. And you see that in all, well, as a matter of fact, non-Western cultures, they are very aware of that, or they were very aware of that, because it's rapidly changing now. And you see that they utilize this same principle that you become what you give attention to for the benefit of the people. Because you have more happy people when you're not so attached to all these things that, you know, you tell yourself. Because all these things you tell yourself are all about you. It's all I. Which might be the English word for the Latin word ego. Ego is I. And if you look at all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your opinions, it's only about you. So, I think ego is not your bad habits and your bad traits and bad attitudes. No, it's giving all this attention to you. You are the most important thing within your universe. And I think when you want to direct your energy to the higher force, it's very important that you use symbols and images which represent that for you on a deep level, not on a superficial level, but on a deep level. Otherwise, you connect to something superficial. So I think that's a little bit the problem with all these images we use from the East, you know, the beautiful Buddha statues, the Shivas, the Ganeshas, all the things. They are extremely beautiful, don't get me wrong, but there's nothing within your soul perception which is resonating to that. On the superficial level, because of course Buddha is a beautiful idea, and we have all these beautiful ideas and sentimental, romantical imagination about it. But if you think the deeper levels within your feelings, within your perception of soul, always get formed within your early youth. Well, I think it's very unlikely that you, as a Western person, grew up with Buddha. Now, when you're from Nepal, when you're from Thailand, yes, of course, you grew up within this whole, with this picture. This picture means something for you on a deep level. But for us, you know, we try to project this image, which we find beautiful and have all sort of imagination about it, from the outside to the inside. Well, of course, that's a very long way. What you try to do is you try to attune yourself to a very deep level within yourself. So you could say the images which are there within yourself are the images that work for you. And of course, images from another culture can't really work for you because you know, there's nothing resonating with them. And the thing is, you know, that what is the highest state or God or the universe or whatever you want to call that is undefined. If you look at all the definitions of God, or if you think about it, well, he is beyond everything. So everything you think about it is, well, extremely limited in comparison to what it is. And the thing is, we have all these ideas about God, about life, about life force, all these associations, not necessarily the nicest ones, by the way. But we have all this association with the concept of that which is beyond all concepts. And that creates a strange friction, doesn't it? Because I think the definition of God is he's beyond everything. So anything you say about it is, you know, limiting this. So I think what is very beneficial is that you try to direct your energy to something which is always there within your own perception, and which is neutral. So many cultures, as a start in this process, learn you to focus on body perception. Just focus on the mere fact that your body is present. Just feel your feet on the ground, feel how you're sitting. Just because body perception is neutral. The body doesn't have any hidden wishes, things. No, it just is. The body just is. It has its own wisdom, it has its own course, and it's not disturbing in that sense. So by bringing your attention first in one point, because you have a very rudely very unruly mind, the first thing you have to do is bring your attention first in one point, so your field of perception is not filled with 1,001 things, but only with one thing. You fixate the first attention in one point, for instance in body attention, and then you will see that the other fields of perception will slowly open up within your perception. It's not that they were not there, no, you were not paying attention to them. Because I think in this whole process, it's all about that you forget what you are on the deep level. You know, everything within our life changes all the time, including yourself. Look, today you're happy, tomorrow you're unhappy, and you grow older, and you do this and this. Everything changes all the time. Look, everything. You cannot stop that. Neither within yourself, neither outside it yourself. And when you put your identity within a construct of what you are, then you have a big problem, because you think you're this and this and this, and life is such and such and so, and well, definitely life is going to prove to you that it's not like that, because life changes all the time. So what you should try to find when everything changes within your universe, there is one thing which is never changing, which is always the same. And you have to find this point. And, you know, when I consider this, I think the only thing that could be is, you know, your state of being. Because within your state of being, all these things that change all the time arise. Just watch. You exist. Right now, you exist. And within this existence, all things appear and disappear. Your thoughts, your feelings, or your physical impressions, they all come and go. And there's one thing which is always there. And I think that is you. But you on a deeper level, not to you, Mr. Pete, and I'm an accountant, or I'm this and this and this. And I'm. No, that's all notion. Within your own perception, you can find that something is always present. Like as in the same way as they say in holy books, God sees everything. Well, what do you think that means? Look inside yourself. Something is always seeing everything. And that's you. It's the you without words. You know your own deepest hidden thoughts. You know your bad deeds and your good deeds. You know your intentions. You know everything you did. But it's without words. It's on a different level. So in all these things, you try to tune to that. And the more you attune to that, the less this harmony you create in the fields which appear. Because as long as you want things from everything that appears, you know, you keep on pushing the wheel, you keep on making turmoil within the water, so to speak. You create waves by all your grabbing and all your attachments and resentments. So all this is about getting you in a neutral, open place. And then life can unfold exactly as it should. It is exactly unfolding as it should. The only thing is we think it should be different. And I know from a human perspective, it can be very harsh. It can be very rough. It can be very painful. And you cannot change that. Of course you cannot change that. If you look at bacteria, well, I think the life for bacteria is also extremely rough. You know, when I wrap my hands, I wipe out a complete population of certain bacteria. That's hard, isn't it? So what you try to do, the more you can withdraw your attention from the personal point of view and get into the point of view of life instead of you, instead of the little you, so to speak, the personal you, the more you can see that all these things that happen, which are not always things you fancy for yourself, that they're all balanced in a way, that they have their own harmony, they have their own course, for the best, by the way. The only thing is we have all these ideas about what is best for us. But as a matter of fact, we really don't know. And I think especially when you get a little bit older, if you look back at your life, you'll see that life is not as you how you imagined it. No, life has its own course. And your life takes shape in a certain way. And that's exactly how it should be. And then again, it's time for our shamanic ritual, I guess. And this ritual is, as I said before, it's meant to draw your attention away from the things that occupy your mind all the time, that occupy your field of perception all the time, and try to lead your attention to this open state that, well, you actually are, on a deeper level. And during the ritual, you do not have to do anything special, you just have to, you know, the best thing you can do is sit down or lay down, put on some headphones, close your eyes, because it's an inner experience. When you're browsing the internet, meanwhile, I think you is biggest part of the ritual. Just close your eyes and try to flow with the ritual. Don't start thinking about it or having an opinion about it, comparing it with something else or having all sort of very interesting considerations about it, because well, you miss the point. You know, and you don't have to experience something spectacular or particular during the ritual. You might, but not necessarily. But just about everybody will experience that the more we get to the end of the ritual, the more peaceful, open, and harmonious you will become. And that's exactly what's the point of this ritual. And this ritual consists of parts in which I will make some music or sound, depending on your taste, and parts in which it's silent. And the silent parts are part of the ritual. So it's not finished. It finishes with a bell, so you know when it's over. And that always also concludes the broadcast. And in case you're driving a vehicle or when you're in a situation that your attention has to be divided, please do not listen to the ritual, because it might put you in a light trance state or in a lightly altered state, and I don't think that's very good for you when you're driving a car. So please don't do that. And if you want to listen to the ritual, you know, it's 24/7 on my website in the latest session, so you always can listen if you want to. And the jingle will tell you exactly where to go. All right. I hope you enjoy the ritual. I hope you have a very good week. And I hope you're there again next week. Okay. Enjoy.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Who?
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.